Support for KNKX comes from Laird Norton Wealth Management, serving high net worth families, individuals, foundations, and endowments since 1967, with a philosophy that life is as much about goals and aspirations as it is about maximizing financial capital. More at LairdNortonWM.com.
I am so excited to begin our week with one of my favorite local groups. Bad News Botanists are here. Get ready for a Northwest-grown hybrid of classic funk and soul jazz with a modern synth twist. Led by saxophonist Frank Vitolo, featuring Marina Christopher on bass, Colin Polkerbeck at the trombone, Andy Short plays guitar, Heather Thomas on drums, Rob Homan at the keyboards. They've been getting a lot of attention recently. Just a couple months ago, Marina earned a Golden Ear Award for Emerging Artist of the Year, edging out her bandmate, Mr. Vitolo, who is also nominated in that category. This group also earned a nomination for Best Alternative Jazz Group, and their album Venomous Nightshade was nominated for Northwest Album of the Year. Let's please give a big KNKX welcome to the Bad News Botanists.
We'll be right back.
Bad News Botanist live on 88.5 KNKX. Frank Vitolo on saxophone, the leader of the band. Tell us how this Bad News Botanist group formed.
The Bad News Botanist formed once I graduated from Western Washington University. I moved down to Seattle and I didn't have any friends, so the first place I wanted to make friends were the jam sessions. So I met Rob actually at a private jam session at Crybaby Studios. And then I met Heather at the Angry Beaver jam session in Greenwood. I met Andy on a gig, actually, before I moved down. I met Colin at the Owl and Thistle jam session on Tuesdays. Then I met Marina at the Sea Monster and another time at Mojam Mondays. I think that's when we really connected, was Mojam Mondays.
So the jam sessions brought the group together, and we have everybody in this band is a fantastic talent, and I'd love to get an impression of the band from the band themselves. Frank, a little bit about Rob Homan on keyboards.
Rob Homan, my right-hand man right now. And
because he's on the right side.
I would describe Rob as the texture man. He is there when I need textures, and he's very optimistic person as well.
Over here to Rob. Rob, tell us about what Colin brings to this band.
I mean, besides being an amazing horn player, Colin is just 110%. He is hype.
And Colin, back to you. Tell us a little bit about what Marina Christopher brings to the band.
You know, Marina is just like an absolute rock for this band. Her bass playing holds it down consistently on every single tune, and then she improvises and blows us all out of the water. So
the award-winning Marina Christopher, who will be live in our studios with her own group, the Dreamboats, later this year. Marina, your impressions of our guitarist, Andy Short.
Andy is a very thoughtful guitar player. It's rare that having a keyboard player and a guitar player comes together so quickly. So to hear his really thoughtful, really beautiful accompaniment, and then he rocks out on solos, it's very fun.
The thoughtful Andy on guitar, pressure on. Be thoughtful about this. Tell us about working with Heather Thomas behind the drum kit.
Well, that's easy. Heather brings rock and roll. It's always easy to be comfortable when she's playing the drums.
And Heather, tell us a little bit about your leader, the band's leader, Frank Vitolo.
So Frank writes really great tunes, and he always brings us these really interesting arrangements that we get to kind of fill in. He's fun to hang out with. We all like do big band practices, and so it's just fun to work with him. He's writing great songs, playing a great saxophone.
Right on. I do want to get into a little bit more detail, Frank, about the writing of songs in this band. Is this sure. The Frank Vitolo song project? Is all your material, or do you feel like the band really makes it their own?
I like to come up with a skeleton, so I kind of plant the seed, get the sprout going.
Yeah.
I think these guys fill in the color with the flowers and a little fertilizer here and there. I start the song. I usually start it on piano, and I start with chords, and I kind of work myself up from there, put on melody, and good thing I'm a melodic instrument, so I can have that privilege to do that.
Right on. Well, let's do that with this next tune, the Tie-Dye Jam. Ladies and gentlemen, live on 88.5, Bad News Botanists. Thank you. on a dime. Bad News Botanist live on 88.5 KNKX. Frank Vitolo on the sax, Colin Pulkerbeck at the trombone, Rob Holman keys, Andy Short guitar, Marina Christopher bass, Heather Thomas at the drums. Frank, I'm really enjoying the saxophone trombone combo that you and Colin have.
Absolutely.
And I was thinking, of course, because the rest of the lineup is almost, it's kind of the Crusaders classic lineup.
Yes.
But I'm also thinking about other sax and trombone combos like Pee Wee Ellis, Maceo Parker, and Fred Wesley. So I wonder if you have some horn influences that you look to when you're putting together music for this band.
Absolutely. And all those musicians that you have mentioned have been deep influences in my college years of performing. And also, I formed a special relationship with a trombone player in Bellingham, who's currently in Seattle now. And I just grew attached to this instrument. Him and I would listen to Trombone Shorty for hours on end. And I knew if I ever started a band, I knew I wanted that sound with me. So,
well, I think one of the other keys to this sound is the engine that makes it run. This is a band that gets you moving, and it starts with the rhythm section, Marina Christopher and Heather Thomas. And Marina, one of the things I noticed just in those first two songs that we're getting tempo changes, and that's really keyed behind the rhythm section. Can you tell us about how you and Heather work together so well?
Well, it starts with Frank's arrangement. That's his idea. Yeah. And so Heather and I are at a point where we just go into it. You know, we've been playing so long. It used to be one of us will set it up with a head nod or maybe it clicks. But we just go into it, and it feels so good. Heather and I have actually been playing for a long time. We went to Central Washington University together. So, yeah.
Now, also, Marina, I wanted to ask you about the Golden Ear Awards. It was a great, great night for the band, and for you particularly, because you came home with the hardware. What was that night like, and are you and Frank still friends?
Frank is such a sweetheart. He told everybody not to vote for him. He said he wanted to win alternative jazz, either group or recording of the year. So thank you. Really, he conceded. So thank you, Frank. I owe it all to you.
Frank, it is a wonderful record. And I wonder, before we get into the next song, if you've thought about anything about this band or the album that has particularly caught on, what are you proud about with Bad News Botanist so far?
Yeah, there's a lot to be proud about. And how the album turned out, but more specifically, the reaction I get from playing our music. A common comment I get from listeners is, I've never listened to jazz before, or I never liked jazz before, but I love your music. So I'm glad that I can share my influence of jazz as well as influence of rock and other genres into something that can appeal to a lot of people.
Another tune from Bad News Botanist live on 88.5 KNKX.
Actually, and this one hasn't been recorded yet.
Ooh,
it's a new
good,
song.
A new one.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.